Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5:30. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Taoiseach Micheál Martin has refused to comment on Donegal County Council's decision yesterday not to stream meetings of its defective blocks committee online. The issue was raised in the Dáil this afternoon by Deputy Charles Ward, who urged the Taoiseach to intervene. The need for more information on the deaths of three children killed by their mother in 2020 has been raised in the Dáil today. Their father, Donegal-born Andrew McGinley, was in the chamber to hear the issue raised by Independent Deputy Paul Gogarty. A series of Garda searches have been carried out in East Donegal under Operation Tara. We'll hear from a local Garda. And an appeal is launched to help locate a missing woman from Donegal. She went missing yesterday. Later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news. That's coming up at around 6:15, but we begin with Taoiseach Micheál Martin refusing in the Dáil this afternoon to comment on Donegal County Council's decision not to stream meetings of its defective blocks committee online. The issue was raised in the Dáil this afternoon by Deputy Charles Ward of the 100% Redress Party. He described the decision as a betrayal of homeowners. At a plenary meeting last evening, the DCB committee chair, Councillor Thomas Sean Devine, moved a motion in Lifford calling for meetings to be live streamed, but a counter motion tabled by Councillor Niamh Kennedy passed by 17 votes to 15, meaning that the live stream proposal was lost. Well, in the Dáil this afternoon, Deputy Ward urged the Taoiseach to intervene.
Taoiseach, I acknowledge that the local authorities had the autonomy in managing the DCB screen, but yesterday homeowners were denied transparency. A decision was made not to live stream defective concrete committee meetings, where important decisions are made on people's lives. These councillors who voted against this and the crisis represent a deliberate and serious failure to meet acceptable standards of transparency. Homeowners want to know who supports them, and yesterday this vote showed who did not support them. They shut people out and decisions that are made in their life. The public can see this as a betrayal, and they are seeing it as a betrayal. The country can see what's happening in Donegal, and I wanted to put on record that denying access in these circumstances is unacceptable. These people are victims. And Taoiseach, what powers or guidance exists to ensure transparency for homeowners? And do you agree that refusal is contrary to public interest and trust and transparency?
I can't be deferring in every single local authority in the country in respect of every procedural vote they have. I think we need to have some degree of balance in the House. I'm not in the business of running Donegal County Council. I don't mean that in a facetious way, but I think it's a fact. I mean, I'm not aware of the precise nature of what transpired, but like they're democratically elected councillors, the entirety of the council by the people of Donegal. They take decisions on a regular basis, on a weekly basis, or whenever they meet. And I think we have to have some balance in terms of, I won't say separation of powers, but certainly responsibilities.
And that was the Taoiseach responding to Deputy Charles Ward in the Dáil earlier this afternoon. Well, also this afternoon, the need for more information on the deaths of three children killed by their mother in 2020 was raised in the Dáil chamber. Their father, Donegal-born Andrew McGinley, was in the Dáil chamber to hear the issue raised by Independent Deputy Paul Gogarty. Mr McGinley has long sought an inquiry into the care of his ex-wife, Deirdre Morley, who was found not guilty of the children's murder by reason of insanity. One of the things being sought by Mr McGinley is a widening of the inquest into their deaths. That's a call supported by Deputy Gogarty in the Dáil this afternoon. Well, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin responded that he and the Health and Justice Ministers will engage with Mr McGinley and others to explore what he said was this very sensitive and tragic issue.
I'm open, Deputy, and I know the Ministers will be too, to engaging with Mr McGinley and with others in terms of how we can move this forward.
Mr McGinley's stated reason for seeking an unrestricted inquest scope is simple, and it's grounded in the public interest, the wider public interest, to save lives in the future, to enable learning that could improve mental health care and treatment, strengthen diagnosis, ensure robust management of prescription medication, reinforce the need for co-parents to be informed and supported, and most importantly, to ensure warning signs and risks to children are recognised before lives are lost. And I don't believe there's a parent in the whole country that would accept that an inquest being limited in its scope. Other similar cases weren't. So the role of the State Claims Agency overseeing the HSE needs to be fully investigated, and the role of the HSE in trying to limit this particular investigation has implications right now. It's current, it's not legacy, and it needs to be looked at. Not following up on the process risks the perception of a state body represented at coroner inquests under agreement with the State Claims Agency. being accused of deliberately attempting to avoid scrutiny and, in fact, working against the common good and the public interest. Thank so this needs Deputy. Follow-up.
And you can listen to that full exchange between the Taoiseach and Deputy Gogarty again on our website, highlandradio.com. A series of Gartha searches has been carried out in East Donegal under Operation Tara. The operation, led by the Donegal Divisional Drugs Unit, is designed to target drug trafficking and organised crime at all levels. Well, earlier today, Gartha Sean Sweeney outlined what happened on today's Greg Hughes Show.
Donegal Divisional Drugs Unit executed a number of search warrants at various locations in East Donegal. This was on Thursday, January 22nd, as part of Operation Tara. During the course of searches, they recovered controlled drugs, namely cannabis, cocaine, tablets, cash and a number of firearms. The drugs and firearms will be sent for analysis now and files will be submitted to the DPP and investigations are ongoing.
An appeal has been issued to help locate a woman who's been missing from Donegal since early yesterday. Kelly McConnell, age 37, was last seen in Market Square in Letterkenny at approximately 1:30 yesterday morning. She was wearing a black top and a black and white skirt and is described as being 5 feet tall, slim, with blonde hair. Gardaí say there are concerns for her welfare. They're urging anyone who may have seen her to contact them in Letterkenny. Police in Derry are investigating a sectarian-motivated hate crime following an attack on a house and a vehicle in the Waterside area last evening at around 7:45. Paint and various objects, including a brick, were thrown at a house in the Ebrington area, causing damage to a floor and a window. A nearby car had its window smashed. No injuries have been reported. PSNI officers are appealing to anyone who witnessed the attack or may have relevant CCTV, dashcam or mobile phone footage to come forward. Irish Unity Working Groups from Donegal County Council and Derry City and Strabane District Council have held their first joint meeting. Both councils have established working groups to examine how unity might happen and what changes might be needed in the region to facilitate it. Strabane Councillor Brian Hart says it was a positive and important engagement with further meetings planned. He says Brexit showed what happens when proper planning isn't put in place. He believes that engagement at local level now can help avoid the pitfalls that were learned during the post-Brexit discussions.
We don't want to be in a situation like we found with Brexit, that it wasn't planned properly. And we saw the symbolic outcome of Brexit and all the implications that it had for the island of Ireland. So it's important that we have those discussions now. Well, that referendum is in 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the line, that we examine all aspects of what a new Ireland will look like.
And there's more from Councillor Hart on our website, highlandradio.com. The National Development Finance Agency is to have greater input on the delivery of national projects. Plans approved by Cabinet today are intended to speed up the delivery of infrastructure by up to a year. The expertise of the agency will replace outside consultants in planning stages to reduce the lifetime of projects. Minister for Public Expenditure Jack Chambers says that's a very important element. He also says the changes will help reduce the spend on consultancy costs.
There still may be an element of consultancy spend, but having that central pool of expertise to coordinate the development of the project life cycle, from the governance arrangements through discipline on standardisation in terms of project design, all the way through to managing the risk context of a particular project, we expect to reduce the overall spend. A lot of time is wasted from concept to planning permission, years taken, and this is about kind of truncating that for much quicker delivery of, in terms of project design, out to delivery. And it builds on a lot of the work we've done in the context of legal fees being reviewed for environmental cases, putting judicial reviews on a statutory footing.
The Stormont Minister responsible for roads says younger drivers will have to make small sacrifices to help keep everyone safer. It comes as stricter new rules are introduced in Northern Ireland, aimed at cutting the number of serious crashes. Changes will include a 6-month wait for learner drivers before taking a practical test, as well as restrictions on nighttime driving and passenger numbers. Minister Liz Kimmins says it'll be worth it.
For me, the key message here is we want to save people's lives. That includes drivers, that includes their passengers, and includes other road users. Nobody wants to get that knock on the door that their loved one has been killed or involved in a serious road traffic collision. So I think it's a small sacrifice to make which could help to ensure that no more lives are lost.
The government has approved a package of further supports for survivors of institutional abuse. It'll include assistance for health, education, housing and funeral costs. Taoiseach Micheál Martin will also make a formal apology in the Dáil on behalf of the government. The date for that to happen has yet to be scheduled. Gardaí are investigating two road traffic collisions that occurred in Donegal last week. Anyone with information on either crash is asked to get in touch with the authorities. With more, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
In the early hours of Sunday morning at around 20 to 1, a single car crashed on the R238 near Temple Moyle Crossroads between Kildaff and Mallon. The driver and one of four passengers sustained non-life-threatening injuries and received medical attention at hospital. Meanwhile, between 6:30 and 7 o'clock on Sunday morning, a car travelling on the N14 between Lifford and Letterkenny was forced onto the grass verge to avoid a silver car overtaking a lorry on a bend. The driver travelling towards Letterkenny was not injured, but her vehicle was damaged. The lorry driver remained at the scene while the driver of the silver car did not stop. Gardaí are asking both the lorry driver and the driver who fled the scene to make contact with them. And anyone with information or dash cam footage that could assist with either investigation is also asked to get in touch with Gardaí.
Students considering travelling to the US on a J1 visa this year should carefully consider their plans. That's the advice of the Minister for Higher Education as unrest continues over aggressive and controversial immigration and customs enforcement operations. Two people have been shot dead in Minneapolis by ICE agents this month. Minister James Lawless says students should think about all their options when planning any summer travels.
It's a turbulent world, and the United States is particularly volatile compared to, you know, I suppose what you might expect from America. We see on our news screens every night the flashpoints. Having said that, I think like a lot of countries, whilst there are outbreaks and there is turbulence, the vast majority of people go about their daily lives uninhibited, and like every student has to make their own decisions.
The voluntary medical charity Critical has revealed 2025 was its busiest year yet. Calls increased by 54% over the course of last year. The charity assists the National Ambulance Service in responding to emergency calls. Volunteers attended 2,022 medical and trauma emergency calls in 2025. That was up from 1,308 the previous year. Donegal proved one of the charity's busiest areas, 120 calls answered in the county. The CEO of Critical, David Tai, says the operation in Donegal is very well served.
Well, Donegal is well served. We would love to do more, and that's always our challenge, is how can we do more? We have two fantastic doctors in Donegal. So we have Dr. Jerry Lane, who's one of our responders, and we also have Dr. Jack Collins, who's up there in Rathmullen. Jerry's more in the Letterkenny area. So Donegal is well served by our doctor responders, and they get tasked to some of the most serious incidents. And because they're coming from the community, they can get there quick. They both have rapid response vehicles, which our charity provides, and they're both equipped with some of the most high-tech medical equipment to give the most appropriate treatment when it's needed. Because when someone's having an issue, it's minutes and seconds that can make the difference between life and death, and also between someone's recovery and how well they recover.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, now stocking the new Donegal GAA jersey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
14 minutes to 6. Good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Yeah, thanks, Stonel. A very good evening. We're going to start with Gaelic games. And ATU Donegal men's Gaelic footballers are in Trench Cup action this evening. Believe it or not, in the weather conditions, despite those, they are playing a fixture at the Life GA Centre against SETU Carlow. The game started a number of minutes ago, and the ATU are off to a good enough start, leading by 2 points to no score. Jack Gallagher and Paddy McElwee with the opening points there for ATU. Basically, going into this game, the situation is both sides have won both of their matches, so whoever wins tonight will top the group and play the second place team from the other group in the semi-final, while the loser will play the top team in the other group. We go to soccer. Manchester United winger Patrick Dorgu looks set for a lengthy spell on the sidelines due to a hamstring injury. Reports today indicate that he could be out of action for up to 10 weeks. He picked up the injury in the 3-1 over Arsenal at the Emirates Stadium in the weekend. In a game rather that he scored a superb long range goal. It means he could also miss Denmark's playoff matches for the World Cup in late March, with the Republic of Ireland's potential opponents for the Danes if they reach the playoff final. Aston Villa have agreed a deal to re-sign midfielder Douglas Luiz on loan. The 27-year-old is currently at Nottingham Forest, having joined there on loan from Juventus. The Brazilian international left Villa Park for the Italian club 18 months ago for around €50 million. Chelsea were also interested in Lewis, but he opted for Villa in a deal which includes an option to buy. Liverpool boss Arne Slot doesn't expect Andy Robinson to leave the club during the January transfer window. Tottenham have held talks with the Merseysiders about a possible move for the defender, whose contract expires at the end of the season. Slot says Robinson is a valued member of the squad.
Robbo is part of the team tomorrow evening, and he's been part of this squad, of this club, for so many years. Happy to have him. Good that he's available. Yeah, he will be part of the team, and nothing happened from my side.
Closer to home, Sligo Rovers youngster Oran Eldin is poised to move to Scottish Premiership side Hibernian. It's been reported today that the club's reached a deal last night for the 19-year-old attacker. Eldin netted 12 goals for the Bitter Red in the Premier Division last season and has attracted interest from several clubs. Bohemians have signed defender Senan Mullen on loan from Torino. The Republic of Ireland underage international says moving to Daly Mount Park is a great opportunity to prove himself at senior level. Mullen worked under Bo's assistant Stephen O'Donnell during his time at Dundalk. The weather has affected a number of games in the northwest and further afield today. The annual Billy Key Memorial Cup clash between Derry City and Institute was due to be played tonight. It's put back 24 hours. Kicks off tomorrow evening at 7:45 at the Brandywell. And the North West Cup final due to be played this evening between Limavady United and Strabane Athletic at the Coleraine Showgrounds has also been called off. In tennis, men's top seed Carlos Alcaraz is through to the semi-finals of the Australian Open for the first time in his career. The Spaniard was an emphatic winner in straight sets over Alex de Munier in Melbourne this morning, winning 7-5, 6-2, 6-1. Men's third seed Alexander Zverev is also through after a 3-1 victor over Alain Artien. Well, in the men's, Elena Svitolina got the better of reigning French Open champion Coco Gauff in straight sets and will now face a two-time champion Aryna Sabalenka in the semi-finals after she had a straight set victory over 18-year-old Iva Jovic. Finally, in golf, Gavin Green has been suspended by the DP World Tour for 3 months after breaching the anti-doping policy. The Malaysian golfer tested positive in December for a prohibited substance contained in a herbal supplement taken to treat a medical condition. The tour says that Green cooperated fully with their processes and stated that his suspension would be backdated to December. It means that Green can return to action in early March, which isn't too far away. That's your sport, Donald. We'll be back with more tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news.
Thank you, Oisin. Gardaí have received reports of a potential bogus caller in the New Mills area of Letterkenny. A man and a woman who were travelling in a blue Volkswagen van were calling to houses offering power washing services. Garda Sean Sweeney gave this update on today's Greg Hughes Show.
This is in relation to possible bogus caller in the New Mills area of Letterkenny. This is yesterday morning, Monday 26th. A man and a woman travelling in a blue Volkswagen van calling the houses offering power washing services. So bogus callers in general offer services like power washing, painting, tarmacking, or they may be offering goods for sale such as tools and generators. They prefer to target more vulnerable people or people living alone and advise people not to engage with them. So don't open your door to anybody you're not confident you know who they are. And if you have any doubts, contact Gardaí immediately, and we'd ask you to retain as much information as possible, such as description of the person, the registration of the vehicle and the direction of the travel. Any detail there helps us out.
The Taoiseach is describing new legislation as the most significant improvement for renters in the history of the state. From March, new tenancies will be subject to a minimum duration of 6 years, but the opposition is criticising further measures which will allow landlords reset rents to market rate between tenancies. Taoiseach Micheál Martin rejects some of the criticisms. He says they lack substance.
This is the most significant improvement in rental protection in the history of the state. Because from now on, when a tenant signs a lease, they can have far more confidence that about where, in terms of where they are living, they'll be there for a minimum of 6 years. And so the restrictions are much more significant now than they would have been on landlords in terms of eviction.
However, the Sinn Féin housing spokesperson Ono Brin is dubbing the legislation the rip-off rent hike bill.
It's going to hit student renters as well as private renters particularly hard over a period of time. And what we have to say to government is, what have they got against renters? Why is it that every time their housing plan fails, it's renters who bear the brunt? Government policy should be focusing on reducing rents, not raising them. And we need an emergency ban on rent increases, a full refundable tax credit to put a month's rent back in every renter's pockets.
There were 93 admitted patients awaiting beds in the Northwest this morning, according to the INMO's latest Trolley Watch report, 14% of the national total. There were 43 awaiting beds in Letterkenny. That was the fourth highest figure in the state. 15 of those in the emergency department. That was 21 down on yesterday's figure of 64. Nationally, 669 people were awaiting hospital beds this morning. A countdown clock in Tel Aviv has been turned off 843 days and 12 hours after it began counting the captivity of Israeli hostages in Gaza. Hostages Square became a rallying point for those demanding their release following Hamas's October 7 attacks in 2023. The Israeli military announced yesterday the body of the last remaining hostage has now been found. The AI minister is promising further action against X after being misled by the social media company. Niamh Smith says she doesn't trust Elon Musk's company after it told her it was shutting down the Grok AI function, which allows for the undressing of people in images. While she was briefing the AI committee this afternoon, TD Paul Murphy revealed his team was able to create such an image this morning, long after the ban was supposed to have come in.
X misled you? They told you something that wasn't true. You said, I welcome these corrective actions, but also sought assurance that the capability would not be reintroduced. Either it was reintroduced or it was never taken away. What are you going to do now that you found out that X has...
I will take action, Deputy Murphy.
What action?
I will take action. Believe you me, I'll take action.
Okay.
And 17 routes on Donegal County Council's winter roads programme will be gritted from 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. They are Route 1, National Primary North, Route 2, National Primary Central, Route 4, Inishowen South, 5, Inishowen East, 6, Inishowen West, 7, Milford South, 8, Milford North, 9, Kilt East, 12, Benswilly, 13, Stranorer North, 14, Stranorer East, 15, Stranorer West, 16, Donegal West, 17, Donegal North, 18, Donegal South, 19, Donegal National Secondary, and LT Letterkenny Town. Well, the forecast for this Tuesday evening, outbreaks of rain will clear early tonight with clear spells and some high cloud for the remainder of the night. Fresh to strong south to southwest winds becoming southerly and easing light to moderate. Lowest overnight temperatures 2 to 5 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow Wednesday will be mainly dry with brighter sunny spells, perhaps the odd shower. Top temperatures 5 to 8 degrees Celsius with moderate southeasterly winds. Looking at the closing headlines for this evening, Taoiseach Micheál Martin has refused to comment on Donegal County Council's decision yesterday not to stream meetings of its defective Blocks Committee online. The issue had been raised in the Dáil this afternoon by Deputy Charles Ward. He described the decision as a betrayal of homeowners and urged the Taoiseach to intervene. The need for more information on the deaths of three children killed by their mother in Dublin in 2020 has been raised in the Dáil today. Their father, Andrew McGinley, was in the chamber to hear the issue raised by independent Deputy Paul Gogarty. Mr. McGinley has long sought an inquiry into the care of his ex-wife, Deirdre Morley, who was found not guilty of their murder by reason of insanity. An appeal's been issued in a bid to help locate a woman who's been missing from Donegal since early yesterday morning. Kelly McConnell, 37, was last seen in Market Square in Letterkenny at approximately 1:30 yesterday morning. She was wearing a black top and a black and white skirt and is described as 5 feet tall, slim with blonde hair. Gardaí say there are concerns for her welfare. Anyone with information is asked to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny. Well, that's Highland Radio News for now. We're back with news again at 7 o'clock. Check all today's news, as we said, on our website, highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, good evening.
The obituary notices this Tuesday evening, January 20th. The death has taken place of Norman Pinkerton Gortgley Brafoe. His remains are reposing at the family home this evening and again tomorrow from 10 o'clock. Funeral prayers at his home on Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m, followed by burial in the Cathedral Church graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the emergency department, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Terence McClintock Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Mary Kate Brown Eden Fah Glentes, reposing at her home in Eden of Fa from 2 p.m. until 8 p.m. tomorrow. Funeral mass will take place at the Church of the Holy Family, Eden of Fa, at 11 o'clock on Thursday morning, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. The death has occurred of Dominic Michael McDermott, Ballyhillion Mallon Head, formerly of Manchester in the UK. Dominic's remains will repose at his home tomorrow from 2 o'clock until 9 o'clock. Funeral from there on Thursday at 20 past 10 for 11 o'clock requiem mass in St. Mary's Church, Lag. Craig, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Irish Cancer Society, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to HighlandRadio.com.